put it, it's like someone just reached in and grabbed your heart out, you know, and you don't have any, you know, your soul has been taken away from you, your heart, your hope, you know. It's just, it's a tough situation. I'm sure there's a lot of emotions running through the guys in their locker room, but I think this is a special team, and I think that's really hard when you know that's it. You know, you're not going to play with this group anymore, and then you know, your season's done. It's hard if you care anything about the team and your teammates. You know, you're going to feel that way, and it's just natural. But yeah, you know, you see all the emotions in the guys, but they're.
Can you compare it at all? I mean, that 2 years ago was so devastating with the way things happened and the way we lost.
Right.
Was there any difference in the mood? I mean, you know, it's kind of two different ways to look at it.
No, there isn't. There really isn't. Yeah. You know, a loss is a loss, and your season's over. Now, I think when you reflect back, I think the one sticks with you a little bit more. The one, you know, when we had St. Cloud on the ropes and outplayed them. Mm-hmm. And just the way that unfolded that game, I think that one sticks with you a little bit longer because you had it. You had the game right there. Mm-hmm. This one, we weren't, you know, after that third goal, it was all uphill, and you know, we just tried to continue to make a game of it and battle and try to get it close. So, but no, I think that the other game sticks with you for a lot longer than this one. But a loss is a loss, and you know, if you're a competitor and that's it and your season's ended, you're going to feel disappointed and, like I said, sad. A lot of different emotions go through you.
All right, we'll take a break and be back with more. Get your question in, dj@themix93.com if you are listening on Wednesday morning. If not, this is the recording. And we'll take a break, be back. We'll talk a little bit about Tanner Carroll's new contract, a little bit more about Matt Roy, and what can we expect from the future Huskies in just a little bit.
Hey sports fan, Sully again from the Campus Store asking you to show your home team pride by shopping at University Images or the Campus Store here at Michigan Tech or at bookstore.mtu.edu. You don't have to take my word about our quality sportswear. In fact, here's what Blizzard had to say about it. Absolutely, Blizzard. I couldn't have said it better myself. We do have fresh athletic apparel sporting the new logo coming out all the time. Support the home team and show your Husky pride. Stop in today or visit us online as we are your official headquarters for all your favorite Michigan Tech apparel and souvenirs.
Tax time is here. Let the tax professionals at Lake Accounting prepare and e-file your income tax return. The Affordable Care Act, identity theft, the Earned Income Credit and Education Credits are just a few of the reasons you need the services of the tax professionals at Lake Accounting. Lake Accounting will ensure that you receive all of the credits and deductions that you are entitled to. Lake Accounting is ready to relieve the stress related to tax preparation. Call 482-2370. That's 482-2370. Lake Accounting, located 1 mile west of the Copper Country Mall, Houghton.
Steph from the Wickley Agency. From the moment she was born, I promised to love her, to protect her from all of the monsters under her bed, and to support her and all of her dreams. From the moment she was born, I promised that I would always provide for her, no matter what. That's why I bought life insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, to secure her future, no matter what. Do you have the life insurance your family needs? Give us a call at 482-1140 or stop by the Wickley Agency in Hancock.
Coca-Cola is dedicating radio time to unsung heroes. This one goes out to the volunteer snowplowers. While Old Man Winter is dishing out snow, you're dishing out generosity. At the crack of dawn, you fire up the snowplow and hit every school, hospital, strip mall, and office park within 20 miles. And you do it with a smile. You deserve a delicious, refreshing, ice-cold Coke in return. Share a Coke with your hero. Coca-Cola. Taste the feeling.
Welcome back to the Mel Pearson Show, wrapping up the 2016-17 season with Coach in our studio this morning. And you look at the field, Coach, for the Frozen Four, and I see some really good teams. I think we're going to see one heck of three games here with the semifinals on a week from Thursday night and the final on Saturday night.
Well, you will. You have three number one seeds, and I don't know the last time that we've had three number one seeds get through. So Harvard, I believe, is one. They're on a 17-18 game unbeaten streak right now. Notre Dame, you know, was a co-champion or tri-champion, I believe. And were they in Hockey East? But they were right there. So yes, They're a very good team. You know, and they're the only number one seed not in there, but they're a very good team. Obviously, Duluth, you know, finished second in the NCHC, but won their playoff championship. And you know, they were one or two all year. So we saw them. They're a good hockey club. And, you know, they need a little overtime magic, though. That's how close things
are. Two big overtime wins.
You need to be good, but you also need to be lucky. And you know, they had some good fortune on their part. I mean, Hunter Miskin makes a heck of a save with this paddle of his goalie stick on the Gust kid from Ohio State that saved their season. So, and then obviously Denver. Denver's, you know, they're really good. They're the best defensive team in the country, and they can score goals. So, intriguing matchups. You know, Denver Notre Dame will be an interesting matchup because Notre Dame's built from the net out, good defensively. You know, but they've got some high end players too, and Anders Bjork. And he can he's a dangerous player. And then obviously you look at Denver with their team, so that'll be a good game. And then the intriguing is the Harvard Duluth game. I mean, that's Harvard's, you know, they've been building lately, and they've got a real nice club, high skilled, good pace, and very similar to Duluth. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. And I think you can, you know, start looking at the goaltenders in this these games. I mean, when it comes to a single game knockout, goaltenders can play a huge part. So, you know, I would start looking at the team's goaltenders. You got Miska as a freshman.
Well, I think is the best in playing the best out of everybody right now, in my opinion.
He's had a lot of work, and, you know, obviously Notre Dame, Cal Peterson's really good. You know, he's good too. And you know, Denver with Gillette has been solid, you know, and obviously Harvard's hasn't lost forever. So, and their goaltender's a pretty darn good goalie too. So it's interesting. It's going to be a exciting Frozen Four. I know the people in South Bend and Notre Dame are excited because they're, you know, just an hour and a half outside Chicago. So I'm sure they'll want a few extra tickets, but it's always an exciting event. I know Chicago and the Chicago Blackhawks, Chicago Sports Commission, they've done an outstanding job preparing for this. Their first Frozen Four, but they do such an excellent job with the Blackhawks and whatnot. And I think it's going to be a great event. And, you know, I think the Hawks and their organization and Chicago is going to do a fantastic job of hosting the Frozen Four.
Tanner Carroll, congratulations to him. Yeah, we mentioned that earlier this week, but gets the first.
Guys are getting contracts. You know, Matty Roy, Tanner Carroll. We've got a couple other guys that are going to go play in the East Coast League. A couple seniors, I think, this week, and I'm sure Cal will have that on the website. So I don't want to steal his thunder, but which is good. But let's talk about Tanner first. So good for Tanner. Here's a player who is junior after his junior year. You know, couldn't get a development camp, couldn't find one to go to, and good player. So I mentioned I called around and got him to a camp, and I think that was really good for him because he got a little taste of what's out there and how hard you have to play. And obviously came back and had a great senior season and got a look by Chicago, a team that had a lot of depth, a lot of players. Mm-hmm. But I give him credit. He signed there and he went in and, you know, played hard in Rockford, got up a little bit his first year and got a taste of it and what it's like. And once you get that taste of it, you want to stay there. And then he had to go back to Rockford this year for really most of the first half till just around Christmas time and got the call-up. And the beauty of Tanner is he's ready for the call-up, and you have to be. And some players, you know, go back down and they just, I don't want to say they sulk, but they do, and they're wondering why me and yada, yada. But Tanner went down and worked extremely hard, and he's earned himself another contract and a good contract. So good for Tanner, and we're proud of him, and we're excited for him and happy for him. So we hope he has a long and a productive career, whether it's hopefully it's in Chicago, but in the National Hockey League.
You hear Jonathan Toews talking about Tanner in an interview, a post-game interview in the locker room a couple of nights ago, and just really talking about his character and his work ethic and, you know, his off-ice persona and how it translates to his on-ice abilities and how he's improving in all aspects and facets of the game. How much does character and good character factor into success at that level?
Big time. You know, there's a few players, you know, some real elite players, but then the rest of your team and the bulk of your team has to be, you know, those foot soldiers, and character is huge in that. And And you need good people in the locker room. You know, you hear that all the time. Well, they've got a great locker room, you know, or we traded for this guy because of his presence in the locker room or his experience or whatnot. And now Tanner's a young player, but he's got to go in there with some superstars and blend in, so to speak, and get along. And I think he's done a great job. And you can tell that Taves really likes Tanner. And he's taken him under his wing. And that's a